COVID-19 has caused uncertainty in our lives now for months, and it continues with back-to-school shopping. Hi, I'm Julie Smith, Family and Consumer Science Agent with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. What will school look like in the fall? What should we buy and when should we buy? It was recently announced that Kansas schools would not open until after Labor Day, which pushes back the start for many schools in our area. No matter when school resumes, it's important to plan financially for those expenses. Here are some things to think about in 2020. Number one, stock up on certain supplies now. While you might not yet know how many pencils or notebooks to buy, you'll certainly need antibacterial wipes and hand sanitizer this year. If you see those items in the store, go ahead and purchase a few for back-to-school supplies. Number two, budget, but don't rush. The start of a new year means new clothes, shoes, backpacks, and more. With the delayed start, you have extra time to watch for sales and snag good deals. Number three, be flexible. We don't know what the rest of 2020 looks like, and online learning may be a real possibility. Some may prefer that option, others may be forced into the reality. Digital learning tools vary depending on your student's age, but realizing those types of items may be included in your 2020 back-to-school expenses will help you as you budget. This has been Julie Smith with your Extension Minute. Be safe out there and enjoy your extended summer break.